Welcome to the Network Marketers Den, the ultimate podcast for network marketers who are looking for ideas and knowledge to grow, develop, and level up their network marketing business. I'm Janet Metzger, your host, and I can't wait to share with you what we have today. Welcome to the show. Hey, everybody. It is Janet Metzger of the Network Marketers Den. You know, I've been in this great business between network marketing and direct selling for 2.5 decades. So I've seen a lot of different things, a lot of changes, but I firmly believe the more things change, the more they stay the same. You know, I've built the teams to over 10,000 people, produced over $60 million in sales, and it's happened over a period of time. But what I find really, really interesting is that people are looking for the silver bullet, and there isn't one. Well, I'm going to take that back. I truly believe I have found a system that I have used over the years. It's laser focused, and it will help people to achieve their goals and dreams in this great business. I call it the GATE method. What's the GATE method? Well, the GATE method really consists of four parts. The first one is you have to do a gap analysis. That is one we covered in the last episode. Today's, we're going to talk about the A, which is action planning. You know, that to me is so, so important. We'll come back to that. And then the third letter, the T, is for training. You have to have a training pathway. The best of the best in any industry have continuing education. I can't stress that enough. And then finally, you've got to know how to evaluate and analyze your business. But again, for today, we are going to talk about action planning. And action planning is so, so important. You know, I love it when people think big. I think big. But you can think all you want, but without taking any action, it's not going to make any difference. Nothing is going to move. So in the step of action planning, what you've got to be able to do is map out your action plan, and you've got to do it on a daily basis, because I'll tell you, one thing that is so, so key is you have to be consistent with it. So once you know what that gap is, now it's time to take action and really figure out how to close that gap. There is a key to success with this. I said it before and I'll say it again. I'm going to say it consistently. You must be consistent. And you've got to be consistent with things that are moving your business in the right direction. I'll tell you, too often I see people in not only in network marketing and direct sales, but they do a lot of different things, but they don't make a difference. There's not an ROI. And quite frankly, I think a lot of people don't know what to do, don't know what to say, don't know how to do it. And what they do is they have the avoidance method of building their business. In other words, they avoid doing the income goal achievement activities. And another thing that'll happen when it comes to action planning is I've seen people try to do too many things. You know, it's kind of like when you make your New Year's resolution, I'm going to do this and this, and I'm going to go to the gym, blah, 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 blah. And you have so many things that you say you're going to do. And guess what you do? Nothing. You do nothing. So one of the things that's really key is you've got to be able to narrow it down. Really, really key. And once you narrow it down, okay, then you've got to really get into a little bit more of a deep dive to ask yourself, am I really going to do this? Am I going to do it? Not because you should do it or somebody else that says that you will. I mean, here's an example. We all know that if we reduce the number of calories we eat, and I'm going to go on a 1,000-calorie-a-day diet, and I'm going to go to the gym twice a day, 7 days a week. We know it'll work, but how long are you going to do that for? It has to be sustainable. It has to be something that you can commit to. And I'll tell you what, you need to commit to it for 90 days. That's right. 90 days. Now, why did I pick that date? Well, first of that amount of time. First of all, 90 days is a quarter. I've always believed in doing all of your planning, all of your activities on a quarterly basis. It takes that long to really move the needle. Now, you can get a quick bump, but you're looking for sustainability. You're looking to reduce your turnover. But there's another thing that I think makes it really, really important that a lot of people don't think about. And that is, you've got to develop new habits. And the fact of the matter is, it's not 21 days to develop a new habit. I mean, that's what everybody talks about. That's baloney. The average habit takes 83 days to develop that new habit. Some are more, some are less. But if you don't give it enough time to develop the habit, that is where you're going to fail. So look at the action steps that you're going to perform and do it on a quarterly basis on 90 days. You got to make that promise to yourself. Okay, not to anybody else, but to yourself. And of course, having an accountability partner is a biggie. It's hard to hold yourself accountable, but having an accountability partner is important. But you got to be accountable to yourself to say, I'm going to do this. This is what I choose to do. And remember this, not every action that you take, in fact, what I have found is that most people don't take the right actions, is going to give you the return on investment, meaning your time, and help you to achieve your goal. So if you're not sure, that is one of the things that I can certainly help you with. But it is really, really important that you pick the right activities, because not every activity is revenue producing. It isn't. I mean, I see people that do all these fancy meetings and fancy gift wrapping. And, you know, how does that make you money? It really doesn't. You've got to be doing the right things. So you got to, it's so crucial that you select the right thing. Too often it's people are doing the nice thing or the fun thing, and they avoid what they really need to do. They're busy being busy. They really are. They can say that they're working towards this goal. Well, they might be working towards it, but they're never going to get there. If you don't do the right things, you have to take action. So like I said, you got to select one or two things and no more than that, that are going to move the needle for you. So as an example, I like to look at the business two ways. There's the sales volume, you know, not only your personal sales, but your team volume. So there's the sales side of it. And then there's the team building, the recruiting side of it, and developing others. You know, again, a really important skill that you have is to be able to develop others. So, you know, looking at it through those two different lenses. So let's take the sales side, for example. You know, you've got to do some strategizing either with your mentor, your upline, a coach, whatever the case may be, and look at what's out there. Okay, so maybe you've decided, you know what, there's a really special promotion, there's a new product launch, and I am going to take that and I am going to run with it. And this is how I'm going to do it. Okay, and then you have to get even more specific, how many people you're going to talk to, et cetera. That'll come later. It could be, I am going to promote this company incentive. So for example, maybe your company offers a trip for achieving a certain dollar amount in sales, and you're going to work with your team members. You're going to promote it and promote it and promote it and figure out who to work with. Okay. New product, whatever, but you can't do it with everything, but Pick it out. And it's got to be something really and truly that you're passionate about, not somebody else. But I will say this, this goes back to the G, like we talked about last time about the gap analysis. You absolutely have to know your numbers. If you don't know your numbers, you're kind of shooting in the dark. You have to know your numbers. You have to know what your average order is, what your average number of customers, what the spend is, which each individual on the team sells. You got to know your numbers. So that doing that gap first is crucial. So that's an idea from the sales side. Now look at the other side, which is the team building. Let's say you want to move title. That is what you've decided that you need to do. Again, you got to know the numbers. You got to know what it takes. You got to know how many people you talk to. If you don't know that, you know, work with your mentor, work with your coach. I do that all the time. I'm a numbers geek. I love it. I love it because if you don't know what you need to do, chances are you're doing the right stuff, but you're not doing enough of it. And you think you're doing enough and you're not, because, you know, where I live in Wisconsin, I could want it all day long to be 85 degrees in February and it ain't going to happen. I can want it, but if I don't know that realistically it's not going to be that temperature in February, it's never ever going to happen. So you've got to know those numbers. You've got to know those numbers. So when it comes to moving title, an example would be, of course, it's based on adding new team members. It's based on recruiting. It's based on your recruiting, their recruiting, whatever. It's recruiting. It's new people joining the team. So quite frankly, the goal has to be not, I want to add 18 more people. That's the result of it. But what your goal really needs to be is, I need to do a certain number of presentations. Share this opportunity a certain number of times per week. And once I know my conversion rate, I know how many I need to do. So, and I'll tell you why that is so, so important. In fact, I had a conversation with somebody today about that. And this person said to me, nobody wants to join my team. I went, really? Nobody wants to join your team? Yeah, nobody. I talked to a bunch of people and nobody wanted to join my team. And I said, okay, so what's a bunch of people? And I kind of got the deer in the headlights look. It was a Zoom meeting. And she goes, well, I talked to three people. And nobody wanted to sit down with you and hear about the opportunity. I said, what's your conversion rate? Again, she didn't know it. And I said, well, I can tell you that the industry average for somebody that's just starting out is 1 out of 10. Somebody that's, you know, getting better, it's 2. If when you get really good, you know, as you continue to educate yourself and take some training, it can be as much as 5 out of 10. I said, you just haven't talked to enough people. Okay, so when somebody says nobody wants to sell, I just ask them, how many people have you talked to? So really, really important to know those numbers. Okay, so an action step could be that I am going to practice and perfect my presentation. I'm going to practice it once a day, twice a day. I don't care who it's with. I practice on my dog. I mean, I think she knows about an opportunity presentation or my coaching opportunity as well as I do. She's heard it enough time. So maybe an action step is, I'm going to practice it. And then I'm going to commit to doing 3 presentations a week. And then the next step of that is, that's part one. Part two, I'm going to do 3. And this is how I'm going to do it. How am I going to reach out to people? Okay, so, but practice. It takes a lot of practice. So once you know that conversion rate, now it's time to actually make the commitment for 90 days that I'm going to do a certain number of presentations a week. This is actionable. Again, it's taking action that is going to move the needle, and it's doable. I mean, I'm not telling you, I'm not saying, I mean, you set your own number, as I think that's really important. But when somebody says that you should do 100 presentations in a week or in a month or whatever. Is that real? Are you really going to do it? You know, back to the 1,000 calorie a day diet. I mean, it just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. But I will say this. When you take action, okay, things will move. But if you don't take action, nothing is going to happen. You want to talk about a hamster wheel. That's what you're going to be on. But the actions that you take to close that gap, you know what the gap is now. You're taking the actions must help you to move the needle to get closer to your goal. But not everything, but about 90% of the action steps that you need to take focus on one thing. And if you're not sure what it is, again, you got to work with somebody. I can help you out with it. But they all have to have a couple things in common. The first thing is that you got to commit to them for 90 days. 90 days. And if you can't commit to it, maybe you have to ask yourself, am I really serious about my business? Am I serious? It doesn't matter whatever you're selling, you got to do it for 90 days. But they also involve one other thing. And it just amazes me how many people don't do this, are afraid to do it, avoid it. And you gotta learn this. You gotta get comfortable, and it takes time. It takes practice, but with the right help, you can ramp up quick. They all have this thing in common. You gotta talk to people. It always involves people. If it's moving the sales on your team, if it's adding team members, if it's developing others, it is live conversations. Live meaning on the phone, on Zoom, face to face. It is not just Facebook Messenger, you guys. It doesn't work that way. You know, I always say that social media is the start, but the conversation is the art. So pick something that you will stick to. I mean, if you're a vegetarian, you're not going to go on an all meat diet, right? So pick what you will do, that you will commit to, and make that promise to yourself. So again, take action so you can move yourself towards that goal, and you're halfway through the gate. You got the gap done, and now it's time to take action. So if you want more information, just reach out to me at coachjanetm.com. That's my website. There's all kinds of information in the notes, but I am happy to do a free consultation with you and help you with it. Sometimes it's just that one little thing that'll make a difference. So this is, again, Janet Metzger of the Network Marketers Den, and here's to you achieving all your goals and dreams in the best business in the world. Take care, everyone.
Thanks for listening. This podcast was designed to help you, the network marketer. If you have a specific topic or struggle that you would like me to cover, please send me a message. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with others. Tag me, Janet Metzger, on social media, or leave a rating and review. For more tips and tricks, join my Facebook community at the Network Marketers Den. Thanks again for listening.